I've not seen Amber for hours and I'm scared. I wish she would stop playing these stupid games with me. I'm here in our favourite spot. I can smell the dampness from the leaves. The pungent scent of the wet earth and the plants makes my nostrils twitch. But I should be clear from the worst of the torrential downpour. I didn't think the storm would hit Settleton this quickly. I also didn't expect Amber to get so angry. Sometimes she's a storm in herself. We understand each other, though. I know exactly when she needs her space, but we're two of a kind. We're like sisters. I wish she was my real sister. Why did she run away from me? Amber! I shout, but my voice croaks because I've had this cold festering for a week already. I hope she can hear me. Amber! I'm sorry! You're overreacting! Come on! Let me know you're all right! There doesn't seem to be anybody around. I hear my own voice echoing through the woods. I turn left. I turn right. The sound of the broken branches crunch beneath my feet. Amber! It was only a harmless kiss! I shout. I'm sorry. I never meant for it to happen. I didn't think you'd be this upset about it. Get your shit together! I stop still for a moment to listen to the sounds I hear around me. I hear the raindrops fall from the trees, the slight whistle of the wind, but I'm very much alone. I can feel the goosebumps prickle my skin as I slowly walk further ahead. It may only be a 1 mile stretch of woodland, but Settle Creek is our safety net. So many good memories in these woods. So many times we needed to escape the trauma. We feel safe here. These woods fascinate us. There are times when we would both hide behind the trees and people watch. Times when we would see a group of boys on their bikes and jump out to scare them. Of course, Amber loves all the attention and reminds me she's the one with the looks. Even though we aren't real sisters, we feel like sisters. We have a bond in the foster home and we've known each other since we were both young girls. I was coming up for 11 years old when I first met her.
Amber, come on! Stop playing games now! It's only me!
Again, my voice echoes, but the rain is falling harder as the wind picks up speed. I'm freezing, but I can't leave her out here alone. I'm starting to become fearful, but I know these woods inside out. She can't be that far away now. I look down at my arms and see the scratches starting to scab. It looks like nail marks embedded in my skin. I can't remember how they got there. Did I do this?
I'm sorry! I know you fancied him, but Josh kissed me first. It wasn't my fault!
There's still no response. I don't know whether to turn around or keep going further. What am I going to tell Linda? She would absolutely kill me. I know she would.
Amber! I didn't mean to upset you, seriously! I said I was sorry!
I say out loud. I'm convinced she can hear me.
Linda would totally flip out if you don't come back home with me. You know what she gets like.
Thunder roars with a flash of lightning that unleashes more rain, only this time harder than it was before. My clothes are soaked through, with my jeans now clinging to the skin on my thighs. I look up at the trees with the branches swaying with the wind's momentum. I need to get back home. I know Linda will be worrying about us. She'll be angry as hell. But I can't return home alone. There'll be too many questions.
Amber, I mean it. I'm sorry. Stop acting like a little bitch.
As the water from my hair now trickles down my face, I feel disappointment and hurt. She shouldn't have run away from me. It was just a stupid kiss. But I can't stop thinking about it. Maybe I shouldn't have been so honest. Would one little lie have hurt?
Amber, I don't want Josh. I fucking said so. I'm sorry.
I shout to no avail.
Stop messing about and come back home! You're scaring me!
I can't stop crying. My tears are streaming down my face slowly and into my open mouth. They taste salty, and I feel like giving up. I stop to catch my breath because I hadn't realised how far I had walked, nor how fast. My mind is fixated with the image of Amber running away from me. I couldn't keep such a secret as that to myself. I can still see that look on her face. The frown, the anger, the hatred in her eyes before she turned away and ran. Her hair was perfect.